We take you now to a very unnewsworthy unveiling. Nothing so dramatic as a dinosaur skeleton. In 2011, they cut the ribbons for another tenant at an industrial park in Blacksburg, Virginia, just down the interstate from Roanoke. Industrial parks, you know them, with their low-rise concrete block buildings, easy to build, cheap to maintain, with communal gyms and fast food courts where parking is free and even easier to find. Industrial parks were attractive development options for an era when the suburbs were the destination for new families buying homes and cars. Today, young millennials are making different choices about where to work and how to work. For them, buying homes is less interesting than being at the center of things. Free parking is fine, but you can't get freer than not having to park at all. Urban-seeking millennials now make up the largest share of the American workforce, and office parks are looking a little ghostly these days, with nearly a billion square feet of inventory sitting idle. That's 7.5% of the country's office inventory. A lot of Stairmasters in the dark. Ellen Dunham Jones is a co-author of Retrofitting Suburbia, Urban Design Solutions for Redesigning Suburbs. She's also a professor of architecture and urban design at the Georgia Institute of Technology. She says malls and industrial parks are the fossilized dinosaurs of modern architecture.
Vacancies have been rising significantly. I mean, especially during the recession, we saw suburban office vacancy rates really, in many places, climb up to about 25%. And so as these places have, again, they just don't have the digital infrastructure that a lot of new office employees are looking for. Also, just simply, there's a job shortage for the people at the really high end, the digitally savvy knowledge workers. A lot of corporations are really kind of scrambling to try to attract most educated millennial employees. And that group are really want urbanism. So urbanism has become the new perk that the top office markets are really trying to be associated with. And those office parks that simply are too far away from the city don't have a strong enough market to be able to urbanize and introduce urbanism onto their properties are certainly, their rents are falling and all sorts of new uses are going in there.
So millennials don't want to drive and they don't want to necessarily own their home. They prefer to rent, which drives them into the cities. What are office parks doing to try to maintain an attractiveness that otherwise isn't really there?
So it's really interesting. I've got about 75 projects right now that I'm watching, and most of them, they've announced plans of what they're trying to do, but this is all still in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, so there isn't a whole lot that's been built yet. But the plan, certainly, some of them are very dramatically bringing in residential, bringing in walkable town center mixed use urbanism so that their office can now, you know, have that as the new amenity. Others are really converting. There's quite a few that have been converted to educational uses. They've become, you know, it's one, a corporate campus can actually fairly easily become an educational campus. Here in Atlanta, there's an IBM, former had 5,000 employees. It's now the North Atlanta High School, and the grounds have been turned into playing fields, and it's a good fit. Sometimes, though, if the market is really, really just not there, it's an opportunity to re-green these properties. When Aetna recently moved, I believe, about 3,000 employees from its suburban office back into Hartford, Connecticut, they demolished their very large office building because they knew they'd have a better chance selling the land as open space than with a kind of white elephant, you know, 1970s building.
And then there's post-urban, like, you know, a city like Austin, which has South by Southwest in it. There's all these sort of cultural phenomena going on in Austin. It's hard to tell where the urban begins and the sort of, you know, ranch land ends. And, you know, in that place, in that community, there are all kinds of options for an office park. Yes?
Absolutely. One of the interesting projects in Austin is The Domain. It's about 12 miles from downtown. It used to be where IBM made Selectric typewriters. I mean, the original high tech kind of from the 60s and 70s. And they IBM still maintains quite a lot of researchers and office workers there. But about 300 acres now has been redeveloped. The first phase, they built an open-air retail street, very high-end retail, but with apartments above. Then as they built more apartments, very in an urban pattern, now they're putting in very significant amounts of office space. They can't quite compete with downtown on the cool factor, but it works well for a lot of the high-tech companies that still want that access to downtown. But it also works well. What we're seeing in quite a lot of these office parks that are at about that distance, maybe 12 miles from downtown, the Domain is also on light rail. So the younger workers who want to live in downtown can get to their job by light rail. But since they're not all the way in downtown, those baby boomer generation folks who are living out in the suburbs can still drive there without having to go all the way downtown. So it's kind of a sweet spot that we're seeing a lot of these office parks that are in a strong market are able to leverage.
And in the case of Austin, as a typewriter manufacturing facility becomes a higher-end, more service-oriented tech community, it has to feel more like a community than a parking lot, right?
Absolutely. And it's pretty interesting when you visit. I mean, the new stuff feels very urban, and they did a great job of retaining some of the really mature trees. So it feels like it's been there for a while. But you can also look over and you sort of see that 1960s still IBM office building surrounded by parking. And you kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, that's actually the old stuff, even though the new stuff to a certain degree is almost built to look older. But it really does feel relatively urban.
Ellen Dunham-Jones is co-author of Retrofitting Suburbia, Urban Design Solutions for Redesigning Suburbs. She's a professor of architecture and urban design at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.